and you are listening to the Texas Standard. When the sun comes up on a sleepy little town 90 miles east of San Antonio, it illuminates three new billboards bearing what some in that town might consider to be a somewhat menacing message. According to those billboards, there's a new Bach in Shiner. Oh, come on. What's so menacing about that? After all, Shiner, Texas has long been famous for its Bach, right? Shiner Bach is probably the best-known beer from the town's 110-year-old Spetzel Brewery. Problem is, the billboards in question here were not put up by the Spetzel Brewery. And some in Shiner are not very happy about the competition nosing in this way on their hallowed ground. Aaron Douglas, who's covering this story for the Houston Chronicle, joins us now on the Texas Standard. Aaron, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So how did Shiner respond to the billboards? These went up, and what did townsfolk say?
Well, Shiner decided to respond with a marketing response of their own, and they published an open letter in the local newspaper that they also published on social media last week. It was an aggressive response to an aggressive marketing scheme that they were that they felt that they were under attack by. So, you know, it said, come and take it. This is our town. We've had big companies try to take market share before, and we're not going to back down. It was very Texas battle style, and that has gotten a lot of attention, a lot of folks commenting and supporting, and it's really blown up among the craft brewery scene.
Let's back up just a bit. Who put up these three billboards?
So that is a little bit of a dispute here. So Carbach Brewing, which is a Houston brewer that was recently bought by Anheuser-Busch, they decided to sponsor a music festival in Shiner, Texas. And they partnered with their distributor, Del Papa Distributing in Shiner, Texas. And Carbach, according to a statement, says that the distributor, not Carbach, created these advertisements. However, they did decide to sponsor the music festival in Shiner.
This isn't, I mean, just a rivalry for rivalry's sake. We're talking about a specific kind of beer in the first place, right? I mean, how does the Bach play into all this?
Right, right. So the Bach beer, which is a strong dark lager, the market for Bach beers is relatively small, according to the Brewers Association. Mm-hmm. However, within that niche market, Shiner Bach represents about 93% of sales over the last year. So, you know, they've had complete domination over this very niche market for a long time. And there have been various iterations of Bachs that have tried to compete. Carbach Brewing latest beer, Crawford Brock, is the latest iteration of that competitor.
Yeah, I've seen some of the Crawford Brock six packs, and they're playing big on Texas and in particular Houston, sort of Astros style, you know, colors.
Yeah, and it actually supports the Astros Foundation, the Astros charity.
Yeah. How much of this is about the difference in size between these two breweries, too? Because you have this old brewery, the Spetzel Brewery, that has a whole lot of history. Carbach used to be this independent Houston-based brewery, now owned by one of the biggest corporate brewers in existence, Anheuser-Busch InBev, right?
Right. And the craft brewing scene has obviously exploded in recent years and now claims about 24% of the U.S. market for beer. However, you know, compared to some of these bigger players, it's really no competition. And so I think that is one reason why people are so upset about this incident, because they view Carbach as you know, being a brewer that has now been bought by one of these giants in the industry and is coming in and sort of attacking a smaller craft brewer. That being said, Shiner is a pretty big craft brewery. It's the largest craft brewery in Texas. It's one of the largest craft breweries in the U.S. But it does sort of bring up this question of what happens when a big company like Anheuser-Busch buys a craft brewer and keeps that name and continues branding, you know, with that same craft brewery image.
So the Battle of the Bach is underway in Shiner, Texas, no less. Aaron Douglas is a reporter for the Houston Chronicle, and we'll link to her latest at texasstandard.org. Aaron, thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you for having me.